Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Cédric Lebert. I'm an investment specialist and fund selector at UBP. And today we are discussing the strong performance of the Long Short Japan Corporate Governance Fund and how we are entering the fourth quarter with steady returns. The strategy was launched in July 14, 2020 with 30 long positions and 60 short. The gross exposure was maintained within plus minus 10% of the 200% target. In line with our investment philosophy, net exposure was maintained within plus minus 2%, and net exposure for each sector has been consistently maintained within plus minus 1% using inflows to minimize trading costs. As at the 24th of September 2021, assets under management stood at US$105 million. Let's talk about performance. The Japanese stock market had been range-bound since it peaked in mid-March, with the TOPIX 500 index bouncing up and down between 1440 and 1540. The announcement by the increasingly unpopular Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on 3rd of September that he would not run for re-election as head of the LDP resulted in a sharp stock market rally. The market rapidly rose 10%, peaking at 1635 on September 14th. After that, global macro events, including policy changes and Evergrande's financial difficulties in China, as well as rising bonds yields in the US, resulted in the Japanese market correcting slightly, at one point falling as much as 4% from the peak. The market ended up the month positive 8%. The election of Fumio Kishida as the new head of the LDP, and hence the new prime minister, was a slight disappointment as he is considered to represent the statu quo and hence not expected to champion any radical reform. The market focus will be on the general election expected in November. Despite the sharp moves in the market-neutral long-short Japan corporate governance strategy had a quiet month, with relatively small moves, generating a positive return of 27 basis points in September. This brings the year-to-date return to 6.29%. In total, the strategy generated positive returns during 34 of the 62 weeks since inception. There were only 9 weeks with negative returns larger than minus 0.5%, compared with 23 weeks with returns greater than plus 0.5%. The maximum drawdown was minus 2.5%, and the cumulative return since inception is 14.08% with a volatility of 5%. Since inception, four sectors made large positive contributions to performance: tech and media, consumer, chemicals, and staples. Six sectors, automotive, materials, utilities, electronics, machinery, and financials, made moderate positive contributions, while the real estate sector made a neutral contribution. Only two sectors, healthcare and transport, made negative contributions since inception. We did a stop loss on a short position in the transport sector in August to stem the losses which had been caused by the strong profit improvement driven by supply disruption shortages, causing current rates to rise to unprecedented levels. In the healthcare sector, while maintaining strict risk control of the individual's position size, we remain confident in the governance characteristics, fundamentals, and valuation mispricing of our position in this sector. Let's talk about portfolio activity. We did a profit taking with exit in two short positions in the financial sector. The two companies had underperformed by minus 31% and minus 20% when we initiated positions at the inception of the fund. Each of the names was replaced by another company in the same sector with appropriate governance and risk-reward characteristics. We also made 18 small rebalancing adjustments to maintain both market and sector neutrality, as well as to deploy cash inflows. This included reducing the size of four short positions that had reached or were close to position sizes larger than minus 2.17%, i.e. 0.5% larger than the target weight of minus 1.67%. In conclusion, Fumio Kishida is now the new Prime Minister of Japan after winning the LDP leadership. Kishida is a former foreign minister and the head of a powerful faction within the LDP. While originally seen as a proponent of restoring fiscal health, he was first amongst the four presidential candidates to announce plans for fiscal stimulus to the tune of tens of trillions of yen. demonstrating an awareness of the impact COVID-19 has had on the country and on the general election. Near-term policy issues for the new Prime Minister will likely revolve around COVID-19 and economic stimulus. Kishida will likely go ahead with further implementation of fiscal spending. He has commented that there will be no change to monetary policy and that aggressive loose monetary policy will remain over the near term. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any question, please feel free to contact us or visit our website, ubp.com.